This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations along the GCN radio network, as well as USA Radio, as well as selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the larger markets around the country, and some of the great leading independent stations, too. And let's not forget, around the world via the Internet and the satellite, which is how Maria in Germany is listening to us. And hello, Maria. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, Coast Guard, and all those out there working to keep us free and safe. Now, everybody that's working on the Third Watch counts, because we also salute our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, because everything you get, somehow or another, is delivered by a truck. Now, FedEx, UPS, our bulk mail center haulers, and the mail is going to be late in some areas. We'll tell you why in a minute. Suicide jockeys are hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel also. Appreciate all of them. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show page. We're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, Donald Trump's website. We also have Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can find us over on undergroundusa.com. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And without fail, we have Kyle Warren, who's been with me all night. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And we have our good friend Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
All right, you guys go ahead and say the pledge, and then I'll chime in afterwards. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag,
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, and of course, we emphasize those two words, folks, under God, as the captain always points out, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And once again, welcome back, Frank Silvato. Good to talk to you again.
Kyle, how are you doing this morning?
Well, doing great.
He's doing good, but let me get to the big story right now. It's all the storms across the South. We've had killer tornadoes raging since yesterday. Started out in Texas, a little small town called Perryton, and right up there just north and east of Amarillo. It basically wiped the town out. There's many people missing. The injuries were up in the high 50s, headed for the 60s and 70s. People, like I said, missing. Three people were confirmed dead earlier. That's going to change with daylight. We've got a line of storms, folks, the likes of which I haven't seen in a long time. From Dallas in a straight line south to the Mexican border, that would take in I-20, I-10, I-12, east-west, all the way across to the panhandle of Florida, where, Frank, you said you were getting rocked.
Yeah, yesterday and the day before. We're hoping that we don't get hit like we have been today, but we've got lines down and flooding, and we had tornado warnings and watches, and a lot of people without power. So it's a line of storms that you don't underestimate it. And if you see standing water, don't drive or walk into it, because even though it gives the illusion that it's standing, It's not.
No. Nope.
It's moving. It's trying to find the lowest, the path to the lowest place that there is. And in addition to that, because of the strong storms, you've got power lines down.
Mm-hmm.
So if those power lines are still charged and they're in the water and you walk into it, well, guess what?
Yep. You're electrocuted and see you later, hasta la vista. But we've got flooding everywhere you can think of, south of I-20, along I-10, along the Gulf, right where Frank is. I'm looking right now up in the area, Pensacola over towards Tallahassee. There's watches, there's warnings, and those warnings go all the way across I-10 and I-12 to the other side of Houston, almost to San Antonio.
Yeah, and this is a nasty storm system. So don't, like I said, don't underestimate it. There's no reason to push things. If it's nasty outside, just stay in.
Yep.
You know, make sure you've got all your battery powered devices charged up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure you've got enough water. Make sure you've got enough food. You know, you always keep a little bit there for something that's nasty. If you live down south or along the coast, you know that because of hurricanes.
Go back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, but this is one of those times. This is a very unique storm system. It's mm-hmm. powerful. It's moving and it's relentless. So mm-hmm. heed the warnings and don't be a hero.
All right. Well, I'm going to bring a little humor in this situation. We are going to build a railroad from California to India across the Pacific Ocean and the Indian Ocean. Can't wait to see that one.
Yeah, that's what our illustrious president floated at a conference that he was at, that he's supportive of this train that's going to run across the Pacific Ocean and into the Indian Ocean. We can't even get a bullet train finished in California.
Or Florida.
Or I think there was one that was supposed to go from either L.A. or another California town to Las Vegas. We can't get any of those done. But we can sit there and think about wanting to support a train that goes over the entirety of the largest ocean on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. We keep talking about his mental capacity to hold the office. That should be a check mark on the opposite column.
Yep. All right, you guys, hold on, folks. You're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check it out. Great articles to read. Sign up for a subscription service. I'll be right back.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the...
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. With retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. We'll be right back with him and Kyle Warren in just a second. But I need to tell you that this segment of the program is being brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. Check them out online, mossnissan.com. And then remember, all you got to do is take a little drive to either the flagship store, Newport Richey at 19 and 54, or here in Tampa, right there on Florida Avenue, where you have the Moss Nissan and Moss Acura stores side by side. Or if you're up there in Brooksville and you want to see something drop-dead gorgeous, go check out that brand-new dealership they've got up there, state-of-the-art all the way at State Route 50 right there at the Suncoast Parkway right there. And it's a great, great, great place. Great people, great place. Remember, you serve, you save. What that means is very simple. If you served in the military or you are currently serving in the military, also our veterans, also our EMTs, firefighters, police, sheriffs, state police, and our security officers, and our church pastors too, active or retired, you all get a discount on your vehicle. Now, the way you ensure that is to tell them the captain sent you. That sends the flag up the flagpole, and they go, uh-oh, this guy's heard our commercial. So there you go. They're located in Newport Richey with the flagship store there at 19 and 54. Again, Nissan and Acura, Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new Brooksville location on State Route 50 right by the Suncoast Parkway Expressway. So check them out, Moss, M-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, good morning, Kyle Warren.
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, I had quite the discussion during the military segment about bringing back the draft, and I know where this is going to go because you and I just talked about it. But Fred, down in Fort Lauderdale, one of our great listeners and a former draftee himself, he said he was drafted into the U.S. Army in 1968. He says to me, he goes, great idea, Captain Mack, bring back the selective service. You want to see rioting in the streets? That would do it. because with the Hate America First crowd, I don't think it would ever go over. And what about the females? How about them? Everybody's equal today, right? So let's let them get in the same way, drafted. Yes, we called it the National Service or Military Service, 2 years required, because we had the Peace Corps. I was drafted in 1968 into the U.S. Army. Your pal Fred in Fort Lauderdale. How about that?
Well, it's an interesting thought, but the chances of that happening are below zero.
Slim and none.
Yeah, you're not, the Congress would never think about that if we're not in a conflict. And even now, you know, we saw it during Afghanistan and Iraq in the early 2000s, they are not wont to activate that anyway. So I don't think we're going to see that unless we have another global conflict, which, by the way, we're kind of teetering on, so you never know.
All around the world.
But, yeah. So, you know, you do have to look at the benefits of this. Take a look at Israel. Israel has a mandatory service after you get out of what their equivalent of high school.
You bet.
And they're one of the most organized and potent fighting forces in the world, able to fend off 7-8 Arab-based countries when they're attacked, coordinated and attacked. So, you know, there's something to be said for it.
Yeah.
But we've always had a volunteer military in the United States, unless we were in a global conflict, and we always return to it. So it's a nice thought, you know, but that's where it's going to remain as being a thought.
Yeah. Okay, Kyle, you had a question for Frank, I know.
That's right. Yeah. Good morning again, Frank. And, you know, Joe Biden, you know, he did lash out at a reporter who asked him about these reports about him being the big guy, right, in some of these reports. But he just sort of snapped back and said, why are you asking such a dumb question, basically? You know, at what point is he going to just show the American people that, you know, he's not even willing to deal with what is said to be a very legitimate a report that we have?
Well, we know it's a legitimate report. They've been reporting it and intricately since it first emerged, even during the election. But you remember when he was on the debate stage and Trump brought it up, he called him a clown. And people on the right were kind of shocked that anybody would call a sitting president that word, and they forgot the substance of the question. So, you know, unless we're going to keep our attention span focused on this, it kind of goes away. But that's what Joe Biden does when he's attacked with the truth. He just viciously pops back, avoids answering the question, demeans the person who is asking it, and tries to move forward. It's going to take a very diligent journalist or debate opponent to just stay on that topic until he either steps in it or until he admits it. It's kind of like that moment in A Few Good Men when he says, you can't handle the truth. You're damn right I ordered that code red. You want to get to that moment where you're aggravating him so much that he just admits it, because how dare you ask me that question? And his mentality is like right there. You know, his patience for reality is right there. Who are you to question me? This is my destiny. It's, you know, even though I ran 13 times for the office and made up stories at every second along the way about how cool I am, you're not cool enough to question me. So we've got to get that A Few Good Men moment, that Nicholson moment, to see if it can't happen on live television. That would be a jaw dropper.
I think it will. At this point, I think it will. But let's talk about Cuba for a minute. In our backyard, once again, a la the Cuban Missile Crisis, we have what's being called the Chinese spy process, if you will, where they're building a base. But I've known about this on and off for, I don't know, 5 years. I knew the Russians were there. I knew the Chinese were coming. I knew their vessels were coming in. They were using it as a stop-off point for their ships and their submarines. I mean, are we just now waking up to the reality that's been there a while?
No, the media is just now waking up to the reality that it's been there a while. People who are aware and staying up to speed on things like that, on global events, understand that wherever China has port of call, they've got stations. So we knew back when China was actually interacting with Venezuela, because Venezuela was so married to Cuba, that something was probably happening in Cuba. And that goes back to the Obama years. I know the Biden spokesmen are trying to lay the blame at 2019 to try to get it into the Trump years, but that's very disingenuous. It goes back to Obama when China first started to flex its might around the world. You know, it always starts with, hey, we can give you money. Hey, can our ships come in just to refuel? We need a port of call. And then all of a sudden, you see a relationship between that government and the communist Chinese. Mm-hmm. To think that the communist Chinese are not setting things up around the world to be the number one influence around the globe is to be naive. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we do have to, you know, people were saying, is this another Cuban Missile Crisis? Well, data is a weapon today.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't vaporize you, but it is not a good thing to have intel gathering stations for the communist Chinese and the Russians now in Cuba. Mm-hmm. But we're going to keep having that until one American president, and this is Donald Trump has some culpability in this too. When the Cuban people hit the streets and they scream freedom, 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 and their government is coming after them, we have consistently stuck our finger directly up our noses and done nothing to help them. Nothing.
Yeah.
It is time to get behind the Cuban people so they can throw off the shackles of communism and be free. So the next time they take to the streets, maybe we help them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we're running out of time. Got about 20 seconds. I'm just going to throw this out there. The judge in the Trump court case has ordered all the lawyers, defense and prosecution, to get a security clearance before the trial continues.
Well, the evidence is going to be dealing with top secret and classified information, so they're going to have to. That should slow down the process a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. That takes a while to get done properly.
Well, yeah, and you're dealing with lawyers, which, you know, I know there's some good ones out there, but there's a reason why Shakespeare said what he said.
Yeah. All right, Frank. We look forward to talking to you on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend, and stay out of them thunder boomers.
I'll try my best. Say hello, my friend.
That's Frank Silvato. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, coming back with Annie Okerlund. That's our yoga girl. She's been out west at the Veterans Summer Sports Clinic. And we'll tell you all about it when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified documents has been indicted by a federal grand jury. Jack Teixeira faces six counts of willful retention and transmission of classified information related to national defense. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Teixeira was entrusted by the United States government with access to sensitive information that could cause grave damage if shared. At least three people are dead and dozens are injured after a tornado touched down in the Texas panhandle city of Perryton. The town of over 8,000 was without power last night as the twister left widespread damage. Officials say more than 75 people were injured. The Perryton Fire Chief, Paul Dutcher.
We've got one trailer on fire. We've got multiple trailers destroyed.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Well, what's on my mind is reminding everybody that this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. And again, for those of you that haven't heard, Mike Lindell and his crew, and I don't know how many signatures are on this thing, but they sent me one of these e-cards, and there's got to be a couple hundred signatures from everybody that works at this place, MyPillow, and wishing me well and all that, and I really appreciate that. And we got some fantastic cards and letters and whatnot, and they're still getting them, I might add. And it's just such a welcome addition to know that you got so many people out there that are caring about what happened and where was the guy and what was going on, all that. But speaking of the disappearing ghost, we got her on the program here today. First of all, Kyle Warren, good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, we've got our buddy Annie Okerlund back, and, of course, she's one of the good guys in the fight against the complacency and whatnot that the wounded warriors get. She has a company called Exalted Warrior. Her website's exaltedwarrior.com. And good morning, Annie.
Good morning, Captain Matt. It's so good to hear you.
So good to be heard. Oh, boy, we won't go there. But anyway, you were out west, and you participated in the National Veterans Summer Sports Clinic. I saw the pictures. It looked like it was a great time.
It was an extraordinary time. About 138 veterans from all over the country showed up in San Diego, not a bad place to show up, and it was still in May gray, June gloom kind of time, but they separated out into teams. They all had lots of different injury states. It's a program that they can get. You can get your physical therapist or your recreational therapist. It's one of the veteran, the VA system's adaptive sports clinics.
Mm-hmm.
So any veteran can participate. We've served people with spinal cord injuries, amputations, visual impairments, neurological conditions, PTSD, burns, polytrauma, TBI. All of those injury states are welcome. And what's amazing is over the course of the 5 days, all the veterans break into teams and then they go to a venue. Mm-hmm. So, for example, I was stationed at the surfing venue. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of one of those things you think, for the veterans as well, they're like, I'm in a wheelchair, a power wheelchair. I don't surf. That's not my thing. I'm from Arizona. There's no surfing except maybe, you know, on sand in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And they all came out, and they had an amazing time. We had an amazing organization called Amp Surf out there. They work with challenged athletes in every way. So one of the most amazing things was witnessing a man who was a paraplegic, who had use of his arms, but not very much else of his middle torso down.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they had done this amazing delivery system, kind of like a trolley, and he transferred out of his chair straight onto the surfboard, which was right up on the beach. And we have ramps and tracks on the beach so everyone with every injury state can get out on the beach itself. And he went in and he surfed 3 waves in the first heat, 4 waves in the second heat, and got a little cold, but he said, I want to go again. Kind of like little kids. Everyone's, you know, little kid came out because
sure. They
were nervous getting off the bus, thinking, how am I going to do this? We had all the adaptive equipment, and he went, and the beaming, I mean, I literally everyone on the beach would say, my face hurts by the end of the afternoon, because you're smiling so much, witnessing people's just pure joy at being in the water again, and doing something that they were scared to, never thought they were going to do again. I sat with a Vietnam vet at one stage between heats, and he said, I had no idea that I could even get near the water again. He's like, I've just never thought that I would, and so I never tried. And I said, well, now you're going to.
And, you know, that's absolutely fantastic, because you do great work, and this that you're doing now, this even adds to the forte, because I got involved with the Wounded Warrior group when they were here a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said to me, they go, well, what are you doing with them? I says, I just looked at him. I said, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? They obviously had no idea of my, you know, background. And
right.
I was asked because I was one of them.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, and that's the thing. It's hard because, I mean, my job, I have to say, I had the best gig all week anywhere because all the veterans surfed all day, all morning, came in, had dried off because it was cold in the Pacific, and everyone was in wetsuits. This Florida girl looked like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man because I had my winter coat on because it was like 55 on the beach.
Oh, sure.
But absolutely. Didn't put earmuffs on because that would just be too much of a Floridian. But they dried off. They got warm. We fed them a nice, yummy hot lunch. And then they laid in the grass listening to the Pacific Ocean, and we did meditation.
Mm.
And my joke was I could have read the Yellow Pages and they would have fallen asleep because all of that exertion. And so they did surfing one day, sailing the next, kayaking, adaptive fitness, so they could go, hey, they could learn how to adapt equipment in a gym to go to a gym again. Because a lot of guys kind of go, I can't go to the gym. I'm in a wheelchair. That is not true. There's so many things you can do. And then kayaking. So all of these were adapted by different organizations. I had a team of adaptive yoga teachers at cycling. So same thing. They did cycling, they ate lunch, and then they went to adaptive yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And I taught meditation in the hotel in the evenings. And some students were like, I thought I was going to be utterly exhausted this week because I'm doing all of this activity. I've had to travel. I'm in a hotel. I'm with people I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sleeping like I've never slept, you know, since my injury.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing. So I really invite all veterans or maybe a caregiver listening to this to go to your local VA, talk to the recreational therapists, the adaptive sports people, because every veteran is open for this, is able to get out there, have this experience and then bring it home. The numbers of bicycles that get ordered mm-hmm. after this clinic are amazing because a veteran thinks, I didn't think I could ride a bike. Well, you could do a recumbent bike. You could do a hand cycle. They have, I heard one of my veterans in class yesterday said that he just received his recumbent 24-speed mountain bike.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow. He's like, look out, trails, here I come.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a Vietnam veteran and just delighted to know that he can get out on a bicycle.
Now, let me tell everybody how to get a hold of you, because you've probably got a lot of curiosity going on here. Her website is exaltedwarrior.com. That's exaltedwarrior.com. And you can go over there, check her out, see what's going on. And like she said, sign up for one of these programs or see where it is where she's going to be and come meet her and listen to what she has to say. Now, my resident yoga person is listening on the other end there. Kyle, you got a question here? You got about a minute.
Oh, thank you, Captain. And good morning, Annie.
Good morning.
Yes, I've been sitting here listening and just marveling at the wonderful things that are happening for the veterans and the wounded warriors. You kind of touched on a little bit, but the takeaway here is that they go home or they go back to whatever it is, whatever it was they were doing, but they take this with them and hopefully expand on it to continue the healing process.
Exactly. Exactly. It's one of those pieces that you see the light and you think, wow, I still can do that, or I can start something totally new. And at whatever age, even from our younger veterans that were there, like 30, up to, we had a gentleman surfing, an older gentleman who was 84, the smile on his face. And that gets us back out in the world. We get into nature. We get out. We put the demons aside and we say, listen, I can get active again. And that process, Captain Matt knows how important that process of moving our body, breathing again deeply, being in community with other veterans, creates a really wonderful base to really be able to navigate all the things we need to do.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Okay, we're running out of time, Annie, so give us a website again, please.
Yes, dear. It's exaltedwarrior.com. And if you cruise around the website, you'll find a page that has over 165 pre-recorded meditations. All of this is specifically created for military, for first responders, anyone who has put themselves in harm's way on purpose. It's a wonderful way to reset your nervous system.
And her name is Annie Okerlin, O-K-E-R-L-I-N. She's our official yoga contributor to the Captain's America Third Watch. Look forward to talking again soon, kiddo.
Great. Take care, Captain Matt. Thanks, Kyle.
There you go, Kyle. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more. Finish up the segment. After Kyle on sports coming up. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to talk about. This time we're going on the sports side of things. I'll be right back.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. ExtendoVite.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff and Sarasota. You'll get a chance to meet him tomorrow, Saturday, at the Largo Two Guys Gun Show over there at the Largo Event Center. He'll be over there all day long. I'll be there till noon, 9 to noon, and then Jeff takes over. And stop by, say howdy, howdy to Jeff, and make sure you give him a hard time and say, Have I found it? But anyway, this portion of the program being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are the best when it comes to blind shades and shutters. Now, I've been working with them for years and years and years, and I just can't tell you how good they are at what they do. Now, from installation to parts and cleaning, they're the ones to call. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. First responders and military get a discount there. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop by or give them a call at 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345, to schedule an appointment or just stop by. Local and experienced Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All right, first of all, Kyle Warren, good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
We're going to talk a little baseball here in a minute with Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, and here comes his special intro.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And that was the world-famous sports announcer, Pasco Quabulo. Go ahead, Patrick.
That's our boy. Mr. Jeffrey Adams has greatly appreciated his contribution to putting that together. That was his idea.
Yeah.
Get them on with you three times a week. The old hat trick for all our hockey fans out there. Three goals equals a hat trick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's start off with a little golf, Captain. U.S. Open in full gear. And Ricky Fowler shoots a 62 at the Los Angeles Country Club, right in the heart there of L.A., off of Wilshire Boulevard. Kind of neat that they have the U.S. Open there, Captain, in my opinion. I love it. So a lot of people will be watching that this weekend, Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And let's have a safe and happy weekend. Enjoy that. Speaking about baseball, like you said, Captain, curious to what Sal has to say about this. The Nevada governor signs public funding bill for new A's stadium in Las Vegas. What's your thoughts about that, Sal and Captain?
Well, yeah, thanks, Patrick. Yes, you're absolutely right. That's what the Nevada governor, Joe Lombardo, signed for the Oakland Athletics. And I'm looking at a rendering here of where they're going to be putting the stadium. Looks like it's going to go where the Tropicana is right now. So all that will go away. But it'll be right across the street from New York, New York, the Luxor, and right across the street from the MGM Grand. And it looks pretty grand on scale, if you ask me.
I like the idea because I've known for a long time that they were trying to get to Nevada one way or the other, especially Las Vegas. Las Vegas is growing by leaps and bounds. California's losing their population. Many of them are going to Nevada because there's no state income tax. Plus, they like that lifestyle, you know, the gambling and this, that, and the other. But sports is a big deal there, always has been. And I remember the Nevada basketball team. Remember them? The running, what do you call it,
yes,
Runner Rebels?
Yep, UNLV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, they were always in contention when they had their head coach there that was with them for many, many years. But anyway, I think it's a good move.
Yep, now Coach T, great point, Captain. What about your thoughts, though, on the public funding it? What's your feelings on that, Captain, and then Kyle?
If they want to fund it and the public's going to go along with it, then so be it. It'll be the public doing it. But if they don't want to and they're going to have a vote about it, then obviously the sports team is going to have to figure out a way, which they will. There's plenty of investors that want that team there. They'll see to it it happens.
Well, you know, Captain, this whole baseball stadium is projected to cost about $1.5 billion. Lombardo has approved now $380 million in public money to go to that end.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, gentlemen. We keep using public dollars to fund billionaires. I don't know if that's the, you know, right way to go. A lot of people aren't happy about that. It's funny, Kyle, that you mentioned the Tropicana, you know, the old hotel casino was very popular. And then here in Tampa Bay, we have the Tropicana Field. How ironic is that?
Funny, yeah, how no life kidding.
Out. Yeah, so something else, man. Just a little quick bit of sad news. Hall of Fame linebacker Ray Lewis' son dies at 28. Very sad. He played at his dad's alma mater for a little while, and then he went and played in some other colleges, and then he was playing some arena football. Unfortunately, you know, he's died. So, just condolences to Ray Lewis' family. Great linebacker, Super Bowl champion, you know, big name in Lakeland, Florida, and then also down in Miami, Florida, and obviously with the Baltimore Ravens. So,
well, this is kind of leading into a story that came through the news this morning. Three times as many young men die from drug overdoses than do women.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, guys are a little bit more, I don't know what the word is, you know.
High strung?
More adventurous. Yeah, headstrong, adventurous. Think they're Superman, where women are, like, more cautious not to do things that can be, yeah, women are more pragmatic in their 20s than guys are. It's that simple, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's why that occurs, unfortunately. Out there, and speaking about Vegas, the Raiders look like they're going to sign Marcus Peters, number one draft point. Great, great cornerback. And the Raiders need some help on defense, to say the least. We're going to see if that offense can kick in the gear with Derek Carr leaving. We'll see if Garoppolo can, you know, heal from his foot surgery and see if the Raiders can get back. kind of funny, everybody, with Tom Brady looking to be minority owner out there now, see how that turns out. You know, he grew up a San Francisco 49er fan, and the Raiders were just right across the pond there. So we'll see how that comes about. What have you been hearing out west about him, Kyle?
Well, I can't speak to that too easily, but I do have a question to you, though, regarding Shohei Ohtani. My son, who follows baseball really, really closely, saying that Shohei Ohtani is having probably the best time of his whole career, like right now.
Yeah, I can see that. He seems to be smiling more, enjoying the game more. So does Mike Trout. The team's playing better, obviously, as a whole, so I'm sure that is part of it. I mean, they're doing very well right now. Hopefully they can keep it going. I know a lot of people out there in California are rooting them in, and they got a shot at this thing, to say the least. So I wish them well. They're in a tough division, just like the Rays are. But, you know, they're 39-32 right now, okay? 8-2 for the last 10 games, that's impressive. And they're trying to play well. If the pitching can hold up, They could give easily the Rangers or the Astros a run for the money. That's going to be a real tight division all the way to the end with those three teams. And I don't want to count out the Mariners. If they could get on a run, anything can happen. So that's going to be very exciting. Now, the Rays and Orioles are going to be playing each other coming up here shortly. Two best teams right now in the AL East. Who would have thought that the Rays and Orioles would be leading the division in the AL leagues right there?
Well, I've been hearing the Orioles for the last 3 years are the real deal. Now here they are.
Yeah. Well, they're finally putting it together, and they're getting some good pitching. You need it. There in Baltimore, that stadium is a hitter's paradise. So you better have some good pitching, and if your hitters can put it together. It all comes down, can you average roughly 6 runs a game in today's baseball? If you can do that, you're going to win, you know, 60% of your games. And that's what it's going to take. You can maybe get by with 5, but boy, you sure need a pitching staff.
All right, well, you're going to run out of time, so tell us how to get a hold of you.
Oh, thanks, Cap. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Real simple. I can save you some money on your insurance policies. Again, I always say, you got nothing to lose, everything to gain. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. I guarantee you peace of mind. Captain, God bless you, Cal, you also, and the whole audience. Everybody have a great weekend.
Amen, brother. That's the Sports Zone. Look them up on Facebook, the Sports Zone. Catch them on my flagship station, Sunday mornings, 11 to 12. Kyle, we'll see you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain. Take care.
Yes, sir. All right, Kyle Warren. And I'll be back tonight with a weekend edition. God bless America. Stay low.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.